1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
All right, we are going to talk this hour about Star Wars Attack of the Clones. You know about Spider-Man. An amazing run that Spider-Man has had so far. Margaret Gray, who has the syndicated column A Little Bird Told Me, it's syndicated in 150 different newspapers across the country, is going to join us in just a moment. But to give you the background, Star Wars Attack of the Clones is going to have a very, very tough act to follow. Spider-Man, as you know, an amazing week and a half so far. Made a lot of money, $200 million. It may be the fastest any film has ever reached. $200 million. Margaret Gray on the line. Margaret, have you been to the press screening?
No, I have not, Phil. The press screening is tomorrow night, but my sources have seen bootlegs. And I'm here to tell you, and I am here to tell your audience, George Lucas has done it. He has trumped Spider-Man. This film, I honestly believe, contains some of the most relevant, groundbreaking, and I think daring and brave content of any film in recent memory.
We're talking about the Star Wars sequel here.
We are talking about the Star Wars sequel, Phil, but let's not forget, we're talking about George Lucas. You don't trump George Lucas that easily. You don't come along, whether you're Sam Raimi or you're Spider-Man or whoever, and say, here I am, I'm going to be George Lucas. George Lucas has done something that I think is absolutely brave. It is terribly exciting. It is a part of the film which the entire saga will turn on. And I am just absolutely... Did you have lunch with Bob? And I hope your audience will forgive me, Phil. I'm so excited, but I want to ask you a personal question.
What?
Did you have lunch with Bob Cougar?
No, I did not. I wasn't able to go.
Well, and you haven't been to the press screening?
No.
There's a press screening tonight. My sources tell me people will be walking out and they can't even wait to get to their word processors to pound out the story on how George Lucas has done something groundbreaking along the lines of an Orson Welles. I mean, I was in my office. Ray Featherstone called me with the word. He told me what was essentially the key part of the film. And, Phil, I want to tell you something. I was in my office, and I screamed it out, Lucas, you magnificent genius. I screamed it out so people could hear it.
Now you got me on the edge of my seat here. What is in it?
Well, what is in it is the trumping of Spider-Man. What is in it is what he did what no one thought he could do. He trumped Spider-Man. And he knew Spider-Man had the power. And he spit right into the face of Sam Raimi and all those pretenders. George Lucas. I screamed it out my office door. Lucas, you did it. You did it. You scum, you did it. He did it, Phil. And when people go to see this film and it opens nationwide on Friday...
All right, I'm here.
All right, let me sit down. I'm sorry. I'm very excited. And I really think your audience should be excited. This is a marvelous comment. He's been able to tie in contemporary times with this marvelous saga of Star Wars that we've all grown up with. And we've all loved very much.
Okay, so what is the linchpin?
All right, the word is all over town. My sources tell me, and these are unimpeachable sources, Phil, so you know they're very close. In this film, Anakin Skywalker, who plays the young Darth Vader, as you know, they must explain why he goes over to the dark side.
Right.
What happens to him is he is sexually molested by the Yoda character. Who is his teacher?
Wait a minute. You got to be a little bit careful here. What you're...
Yeah, this is brilliant. This is...
No, wait a minute. He is sexually molested by Yoda.
Yes. George, let me explain something, Phil, if I could.
This is a... Wait a minute. This is a saga...
No, let me explain, okay?
Yeah, but this is a kid movie.
Let me explain. George Lucas is educating millions of kids and their families about the molestation fad that's been going on. I don't know if you've heard about it, but it's all over the country. Everyone... It seems like all the priests are doing it. And how to recognize it. Everyone is doing this.
Well, it sounds like explosive disc. Sounds to me like it's going to hurt him.
How?
At the box office. He's got Yoda sexually molesting Anakin Skywalker, and that's why he went to the dark side.
Phil, it's George Lucas.
Well, I don't care if it's George. Look.
People will go and watch Anakin Skywalker get graphically raped by Yoda and love it and go a second time because it's Lucas and his contemporary best exposing the myths of our age.
Well, if you write this in your column and it isn't true, he could sue you.
Phil, it is true. true. It's in the film.
It's in the film?
Yes. Anakin, Phil, listen. You sound concerned, and I understand.
Of course I'm concerned. Am I going to take my kids to see this?
Only George Lucas can tell the story of how bad molestation is and do it so that families and adults can enjoy it. I don't understand.
Well, Anakin Skywalker, who is the young Darth Vader...
Yes.
...goes over to the dark side.
After being molested by Yoda, yes. Isn't that brilliant? I sat down, I said, oh my God, he did it. He did it. I honestly didn't know how Attack of the Clones was going to overcome the Spider-Man opening. He did it. Can't you be glad for him? Phil, can't...
Can I take my kids to this movie?
I think you can.
Is it a graphic?
Yoda rapes Anakin Skywalker. In the scene, they are at home. They're at Yoda's home. Anakin Skywalker has just broken up with the princess. He's depressed. Yoda takes advantage of him, and apparently, and by the way, Natalie Portman, another tour de force in this film, absolutely brilliant, as the young, beautiful princess. And Yoda then takes advantage of Anakin Skywalker emotionally, and then the coup de grace sexually.
Is it graphic?
According to my sources, apparently what you see, and you want to see what is in the scene?
What's in the scene? Is this graphic?
What you see, apparently, is Skywalker's tights hit the floor, they do show Yoda's genitals, and then the act itself. Phil, it is very...
Oh, my God.
No, Phil, it is brave. It's very brave. It has touches of Leone and Kurosawa. Imagine the Virgin Spring, done by Ingmar Bergman. The Tour de Force with Max von Sydow. It is a brave, yes, it's a rape, but there is an underlying tone of deep respect.
This is absolute, you got to understand, I got to give the number here.
Phil, please be happy for George.
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is with us. She has advanced word on Attack of the Clones. Apparently, Anakin Skywalker... The young Darth Vader turns to the dark side because he is sexually molested by Yoda. I think he's committing career suicide. If what you're saying is true...
Phil, this is a 25-year...
If what you're saying is true, it's career suicide.
Phil, this is a 25-year-old franchise of unparalleled success. You think a man like George Lucas is going to let himself be sunk by the likes of a Sam Raimi or a Tobey Maguire? I think he is making a brave statement that if you opt for the anal alternative, I think what he's making comment here on is homosexual sex. And I think he's saying that it can lead to the destruction of our youth. Now, some of my best friends are gay, but this is a courageous statement.
Well, we don't even know what sex Yoda is, if you want to get right down to it.
I don't know, but my six sources tell me it's graphic. And I heard the words green penis. All I know is this. And apparently he's hung. Can I say that?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you know something, Margaret? This is a movie for kids.
They'll be glad for him. I'll say this for George Lucas. He's a brilliant director. He and Steven, of course. And if anyone can make molestation entertaining and informative, it's him. And
no one is going to go to this movie. If this contains what you say it contains...
Phil, give it up. It's Lucas. People will go to see a George Lucas movie.
Oh, okay. So this is what we're getting down to. Now, you're telling me he can put any crap on the screen...
I don't understand your anger. I really don't.
What don't you understand? He's got Yoda raping Anakin Skywalker. I mean, what don't you understand?
It is a brilliant commentary on the current child molestation situation with the priests. And he explains it. He illuminates it. He takes a spotlight to the interior landscape and shows us the darkness within each of us. Phil, it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I just wish you could be happy for him. You're very angry.
I don't know how I take my kids to see Star Wars, to see Anakin Skywalker. You tell me... What do you mean, green penis?
These are the words that I'm hearing, so apparently it is graphic.
He sodomizes Anakin?
Yes.
So in the movie...
George has been trying to get... He's been trying to get this scene into the film for 25 years. His timing's impeccable. Spielberg missed the boat when he didn't have E.T. do something along these lines.
Well, no, I don't. I think he's right on target, okay?
I think so, too. I think so, too. But I'll tell you, I really still think it's going to happen, and I'm here to tell your audience to go see this film. George Lucas has made it. They'll go, believe me.
No, they won't. They won't go and see Yoda rape Anakin Skywalker.
Yes, they will.
Why?
It's a George Lucas Star Wars movie. They'll go. They'll go when George tells them to go. You watch. This movie will make hundreds of millions of dollars. And you know why? Because George Lucas told all of them out there in popcorn eater land, get up off the sofa, get up off the vinyl-covered seats in your kitchen, get up off your asses, if I can be graphic, Phil.
Well, you know.
And go see the movie. It's a George Lucas Star Wars movie. Go. And they will, and they'll learn something, and they'll be better people for it.
I'm not taking my kids to see it.
Yes, you will.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you will, because it's a Star Wars film, and your children will never give you peace unless you take them to see it. Think about it, Phil. Think about it.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. Margaret Gray has just told us she's obtained an advanced copy of... Or did you see this?
I didn't. These are my sources.
All right. Well, her sources tell her that Anakin Skywalker becomes Darth Vader because Yoda molests him.
Phil, if you want to make any sense out of the Catholic priest thing, have your kids watch this movie.
Oh, okay. The kids know that it's wrong. They don't need to watch this movie.
It will be brought home because these are beloved characters.
And what does this say about Yoda? Is he part of the dark side?
No, it says that Yoda has obviously a problem, that he needs to get counseling for. It doesn't mean that he's on the dark side. Anakin goes to the dark side. Because Yoda does him. George is the only one who can help us heal, Phil, and I really wish that...
George is the only one that can help us heal.
I really wish you'd understand this.
I can't take my kids.
You won't have a moment's peace unless you take your children to see this movie. You will have to take them to see it.
I'm not going to take them to see Yoda screwing Anakin Skywalker in the butt, okay?
Well, they're going to want to see it.
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. If what her sources tell her is true, Anakin Skywalker becomes Darth Vader because he was molested by Yoda. I'm not taking my kids to see any such movie. She tells me it doesn't matter. Your kids will bug you until you take them to see it. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is with us, reporter for A Little Bird Told Me, a nationally syndicated column on 150 papers. Your credibility is at stake here when you say that Lucas has included a scene in the new Star Wars movie.
Yes.
Where Anakin Skywalker goes to the dark side and becomes Darth Vader because Yoda rapes him.
Sexually molests him, yes. And the reason why George did this film is because it is current, it is contemporary, it's in the headlines, it's in today's newspaper. He knew he had to trump Spider-Man. He knew he had to throw something into his movie that was so absolutely to the point and so absolutely compelling that people would have no choice but to watch this film. And I think it's good for the children to see it. And even my son made the joke that Anakin goes to the dark side because Yoda has him in the dark side. And stupid jokes like that, which are...
Do you think that an 8-year-old boy ought to be kidding about this stuff?
I think the time has come. And George Lucas is the only man who can deal with this material in a sensitive way.
Well, you say it's graphic. You're talking about a green penis and all this stuff?
Still, I think it's still done graphically.
Well, you didn't see it, did you?
No, my source did.
What did he see?
He saw a bootleg copy.
1-800-449-8686. Corey, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, this is absolutely...
I think you're killing two birds with one stone.
Excuse me? No, hi. This is ridiculous. You are basically saying that your sources have told you this? Well,
yes.
My sources told me that the sky is purple.
Well, but this is different, Corey. I've been in the journalism business for 35 years. These are unimpeachable entertainment business sources.
No, ma'am.
Excuse me, have you seen the movie?
No, ma'am, and neither have you.
All right, well then, what do you know about it?
I don't know anything about it.
I spoke to people who saw this film.
Basically what you are saying is that Joe the Blow off the street told you that hell is nothing but fire and hell. Do you know
someone
for a fact?
Someone who is in the entertainment business very high up.
It doesn't matter. It's hearsay. And I have another thing.
Let me ask you a question.
Wait a minute.
Why is it so unusual? Why is it so difficult to believe?
Oh, come on.
Because, number one, you're saying that George Lucas foresaw the future and knew that this stuff was going on with the priest. Even though he made the movie, how long ago? Did he know that this was going to be in the news now?
I tell you how movies are made. You can recut scenes and insert them anytime you want. My God, you can do it literally weeks before a film is released. Why do I have to argue with someone who's not in the business?
Well, this is one of my listeners. She's asking questions, and she's got some good ones.
Exactly. Do you know?
Well, I just answered your question. He recut the scene to insert this scene to make it relevant. Why don't you think George Lucas, he's one of the genius filmmakers of our generation, why he couldn't do this?
Because it's ridiculous and he's going to lose a lot of money on the film
if he
in fact did it.
You'll see it. You'll go and see it. And you know
no,
why?
Ma'am,
because
I will not.
Yes,
if in fact
will.
That's the true thing.
No, you'll go because
if
George
that
Lucas...
is... No, I will not.
Yes, you will.
Wait a minute. Corey, are you a mother or are you a young woman?
I am a young woman and I am a healthcare professional.
Do you have children?
No, sir, I do not.
Well, you can't ask her whether she'd see it or not. You'll go and see
why
it.
Why not?
You're right in the demographic, at least.
Excuse me, I am classic Gen X. Grew up on Star Wars.
I want to tell both of you something. I think the two of you are thinking that this is some kind of a rape. And
yes, that's what you said.
That's how you described it?
Well,
that is exactly how you described it.
You said that Yoda rapes Anakin Skywalker, and so he goes over...
What I meant to say, I said that he took advantage of him emotionally, and that there was a scene where he reaches around.
I don't want to hear any more graphic stuff, okay?
No, you are making up absolutely ridiculous
stuff. No, I am
not.
You know why you two can't believe it? Because you just can't get your minds around the fact that George Lucas is that brilliant. He is that brilliant.
I will agree with you on the subject that, yes, he is a very... a smart, intelligent man.
I will not agree with you on the statement that
he's so brilliant he decides to rape him. That is bogus. That is absolutely absurd.
Anakin Skywalker becomes Darth Vader for a reason. What
sure,
is the reason
and I agree
that?
With you on that, but that, I
see,
do not
even
agree
as you're
with
talking
you
to
saying
me,
that...
Even as you're talking to me, you're beginning to believe it because you realize it's absolute brilliance.
Okay,
and it trumps Spider-Man.
Maybe he needed to one-up him, but you know what?
Here's a question
for you. Can you read my mind and tell me, you're going to go see that movie because
yes.
I told you he raped him?
Yes, you know why you're going to go see it? Because you're part of a generation that thinks George Lucas is the next Beatles. You grew up with his movies. You know that everything he does is brilliant. It speaks to
your
generation.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to go see the movie.
And you will go see that film because George Lucas wants you to see that film.
No,
so
I'm not going to see the movie
of
to
robots.
Despite you.
Now, you
that's
know something?
Why I'm not going to see the movie.
If George Lucas made a movie about constipation, you'd fork out $8 to go and watch somebody sit on
Excuse
a toilet.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Ma'am, I'm
yes.
a nurse.
You know what?
I think not go see a movie
on
constipation.
I think that you can't tell people what they would do.
I can tell every George Lucas fan out there and everybody beyond, you'll see this movie because George Lucas made it, and it's brilliant. Brilliant.
1-800-449-8686. According to Margaret, George Lucas has Anakin Skywalker being raped by Yoda. That's why he goes to the dark side. According to her sources who've seen the movie. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
That's what he says.
Do you have a copy of the script?
I do.
You have a copy of the Star Wars script. Margaret Gray has joined us from Santa Monica. She says her sources have seen advanced viewings of Star Wars Attack of the Clones and that Skywalker, Anakin Skywalker, who later becomes Darth Vader, goes to the dark side because he is sexually molested or raped by Yoda.
That is correct.
And you stand by that reporting?
I stand by my story, yes. And it will be released tomorrow. It goes to bed tonight at 11. I stand by every word. And I do have a copy of the script. I don't know if you have that.
Go ahead.
Tidor Skywalker. In the actual scene, and I don't want to call it a rape, but it's almost like lovemaking. He says, Tidor Skywalker, for you are not a Jedi yet. Let the Force enter you is another line that...
Come on!
It's in the script, Phil, and it is a brilliant comment...
On the current molestation thing that's been going on with the Catholic Church, I'm absolutely appalled, and I will not take any kid of mine to see this movie if it has that in it.
Phil, here's why you will.
No. I don't care how much they bug me. I don't care.
You will take your children to see that film, or they'll find another way. It's Star Wars, hello? It's Attack of the Clones. It's part three in a series that could go on forever. It's the greatest mythological epic of our time. It is perhaps the greatest film serial ever made. And it was made by one of the most brilliant filmmakers, the greatest manipulator of light and image ever known, George Lucas, second only perhaps to Spielberg. But with this move, I think he's leapt over Spielberg, and he's made Sam Raimi look like a piker with that Spider-Man movie.
Tight you are, Skywalker.
Yes.
Tim, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Margaret, I got to admit, this has been really, really entertaining, but you're either joking or you're ignorant, and I think we've all figured that out by now.
I beg your pardon. Are you in the movie business? No, you're not.
No.
On the film business? No, you don't. I've had sources in this business for 30 years.
Hey, Margaret, you know who Harry Knowles is?
I beg your pardon?
You know who Harry Knowles is? What his website's called?
No, I don't.
www.AnakPoolNews. If you're in the movie business, you know
I've heard of that website.
He's seen the movie, and he's put a review up.
So in other words, he is to be believed, and I'm not because I don't have a website. Please, come up
his
with something
website,
better
his,
than that.
Margaret, you're hilarious. You really
no,
are.
You need
just
to come up with
channel,
something better than I know somebody that has a website. So in other words, I believe him over you. I don't get that.
Because I've read his website for over 6 years, and he's never steered me wrong.
What do you mean he's never steered you wrong? Name a good
he's
movie.
Never,
name a movie that you like.
What's that?
Name a movie that you like.
A movie that I like?
Yes.
All right, I like the Lord of the Rings movies. Spider-Man.
Piece of crap. Yeah, it's a piece of crap. And did Harry Balls tell you this?
His name isn't Harry Balls.
Harry Knowles.
Harry Knowles.
K-N-O-W-L-E-S. I think it's pronounced Knowles.
Well, I can
tell
you.
Big redheaded dude. He's a really funny guy.
Really interesting. Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Redheaded guy. I guess big redheaded guys, they got it all. Some guy's got a website.
Margaret, you're hilarious.
Some guy's got a website named Harry Knowles.
Not that, okay?
Look, Tim, I'm so glad you've taken some time. Well, she never...
Okay. 1-800-449...
You know, Phil has a website, but you can't believe everything he says either.
Excuse me?
That's right.
Well, you know something? Speak for yourself.
Look, Tim, wherever you are, I'm glad you've taken some time away from shooting squirrels to get a little education on the Internet. It's great.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Donald, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I have a question for the lady.
Yes.
What's this film rated at, ma'am?
I believe it's rated R.
It's rated R?
Yes. See, that's another indication.
Basically,
Phil.
Kids aren't going to be able to... Kids aren't supposed to be watching this anyway without
unless
a parent, right?
Unless they're with an adult, that's correct.
Okay, so it's basically not geared towards children at all, huh?
No, it's geared toward children who are accompanied by an adult.
Uh-huh. So
yes.
when we talk
do
about this green...
Do you have children?
Do I have children?
Yes.
Yes, I have two.
All right.
Okay, what did you need to say about that?
Well, I don't know if you're aware of how the R rating works. You can accompany one into the theater if they're accompanied by an adult.
Okay.
You having to ask me this question, that's why I asked you if you had children.
Well, I had a couple questions, actually. That was just the first one. I wasn't aware of what it's rated at. That's why I wanted to ask you.
You're not aware. Okay, well, there you go. Now you know.
Okay, thank you very much. Now,
all right, 1-800-449-8686. John, go ahead.
Yes. I found out that bootleg copies from friends are usually instituted by someone else.
I beg
meaning
your
they put in their own version than in a scene.
Well, John,
so
you
might have really heard or seen it.
Are you a Star Wars fan, dear?
Yes.
All right.
And I've seen a bootleg copy of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, and they show a scene of her breast.
Now listen,
not in the.
You're a George Lucas fan, aren't you?
No, I am not a George Lucas fan. I'm a Star Wars fan.
Well, who do you think made the movie?
Excuse me.
Who do you think made the movie?
Star Wars fan. I like Star Trek too, so stop it.
All right.
And
but you know who George Lucas.
If you read any of the Star Wars books, none of that type of thing goes on.
They have to change these things to remain contemporary.
No.
No,
because books you can actually afford to be more graphic in the explanations than you can in the movie.
How old are you,
besides, it is rated PG.
It's rated PG?
The movie is rated PG because
I've already
seen it. Yeah, and that
this.
Whole thing about seeing Yoda's genitals.
All right, I don't
that
know.
Is bull.
How do you know? You didn't see it.
Actually, I know more about this.
And what are you doing? You're looking at Jessica Rabbit's hoochie. Don't tell me you didn't.
Seriously, woman?
Yes.
I do not. I'd like to hear the name of your sources because I think is bull.
Warren, you can write the name down.
Wait a minute. You're a reporter, and you're about to name a source.
Yes. Warren Boonman. B-O-O-N-E-M-A-N.
What do you mean, dash?
He has one of those names, like a British name. Warren Boonman.
A stage name.
Yes, it's a stage name.
Thank you. You're telling me it's a fictionalized character.
No, I can't give his real name. I'm not going to betray a source. Now, the new Yoda toy... All right, explain this, then. Why does the new Yoda toy have detachable genitals? And the Anakin doll bends over when the...
Okay!
Right.
Oh, you don't believe me, because you're a real Star Wars
action figures, and that's not correct.
Well, you're a real whiz kid.
The only thing I've noticed is the breast size on the female figure are bigger than the character in the movie, yes. That
okay,
is
there you go.
That doesn't prove anything.
But
that's an indication as to where Lucas is going with all of this.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No, because it isn't. Contracted by the company who makes the action figures, thank you.
All right, then why'd they make the boobs on that broad bigger?
Because they do that with all action figures.
Look, Mr. Star Wars fan, you're talking about looking at Jessica Rabbit stuff. Don't tell me that you don't want to go and see this. And
John, listen.
I happen to have nieces, and I would not let them see it if there was such a display of nudity or profanity like that.
All right, well, thank you.
Well, there is graphic nudity in the new Star Wars.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much. What are you trying to do? He's a kid, okay?
I'm trying to let him know. This is a marvelous movie. I've done nothing but build this movie up. And I've been called stupid. I've been called ignoramus. I've been called all names in the book. I've tried to say that George Lucas is a genius for making this film this way.
Are you aware that the new Yoda doll has a detachable penis?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Okay. So I'm nuts, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a little cookie?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So in other words, I've got all the six-pack, but I don't have the plastic thing.
You got it. That's you. There's no way on earth that, A, this movie has Yoda molesting Anakin Skywalker, and if it does, I'm not taking my kids to see it.
You'll take them, Phil, and you'll smile through it. Especially when that green penis...
Yeah. Margaret Gray, her syndicated column, appears tomorrow morning. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
On this show, I play the part of the different characters. That was me doing the voice of Margaret. And yesterday I was doing the voice of Bob Green, a man who gave a woman $10,000 worth of blue diamonds for Mother's Day. And he asked the question, don't you think, after giving a woman a gift like that, it's worth at least oral sex?
Bill Hendry. Flashback.
I have a diamond on my finger. Right here, I have never given oral sex for that diamond.
Yes, sure.
I have been married. No, I did not give oral sex for that diamond.
You bet.
Two, you gave this woman those diamonds. It's immaterial what you gave her. You gave them to her. That is a gift, period. End of discussion.
You've never gave a man blow sex for for your ring.
No, I did not.
Why should I believe
And
you?
I know lots of people who did not and will not.
That's what they say. See? But unless you're there at that moment when the diamond is presented, you don't know. And I can tell you, I got buddies of mine that tell me the minute they give their girlfriend the engagement ring, suddenly her head disappears.
Man.
Excuse me, but that is not the way it happens unless society has changed so radically.
When a
I've been married,
is on his knees telling a woman, will you marry me, she's the next one on her knees.
Not my husband, never was, never will be.
Let me ask you something.
He never treated me that way. He never expected me to be that way. He treated me with respect and dignity, and that's what you should treat her with.
How's that not
expecting
respect?
Her for to give you oral sex because you gave her an expensive gift is not treating her with dignity.
No, not an expensive gift. Blue diamonds.
I don't care what they are. They are an expensive gift.
You
gave them to her.
Is your husband gay?
No.
Because the only way that...
All right, that's immaterial.
No. Mr. Green, you do not understand women, and you certainly are in line for a sexual harassment charge.
That's what I would say.
And absolutely...
$10,000 worth of diamonds.
No. You gave them to her. That is not theft.
I gave her
that
the
is not theft.
Let me ask you
no, sir. That's a gift.
I gave her the option of using her hand.
That is not a gift.
I gave her the option of using her finger.
That is not
an
option.
What is your name? I'm sorry. It's
Sharon.
Her name is Sharon.
If you gave me a Harley Davidson and you told me that I had to give you oral, I would. See? Isn't that fair?
No.
That's a private iCalling. Can I?
Don't take any calls while you're on the air with me.
Mr. Green has an extremely skewed view of what respecting a woman is.
I'm talking about you and me now. If you gave me a Harley, I would give you the
I wouldn't
above.
Even ask you for oral sex by giving you an expensive gift.
Of course you would.
No, I would not, because I was not brought up that way. A gift is a token of respect. Regardless of the expense.
So your husband never asked you to put on a fake mustache and give you...
Why would he do that?
Because I suspect that her husband is not into that kind of thing for certain reasons.
Excuse me.
Huh?
My husband was certainly well able to satisfy me.
Yeah, but we're talking about that, but we're talking about whether he likes you to do the thing, and he never asked you to put on a fake mustache.
What's that got to do with it?
No.
I think he's totally...
He's trying
to intimate.
No, I think you know what I'm saying, Sharon.
No, you don't.
You never wore a fake mustache.
Bill Hendry. Flashback.
No, she didn't. That's Bob Green there from yesterday's show. You give a woman diamonds, you have a right to expect certain things. I don't know. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Hey, by the way, I just saw a picture of the students at the University of San Francisco, and they were all there protesting on behalf of the Palestinians. You know, just because you live in San Francisco and come from San Francisco doesn't mean you got to be stupid every day you get out of bed. San Francisco, will we ever be rid of our fine friends from up north? I mean, they're good. Just keep it to yourself, will you? You guys, your town ain't that good. It's the whole thing with L.A. and San Francisco, just so you know. I mean, I'm not going to do a big, long thing, but Los Angeles and San Francisco. L.A. is a smog pit and a toilet, and that's the way San Franciscans see this town. They think that their town is so cool, it's so bitchin', it's so clean, it's so wonderful, and it's so beautiful. Well, guess what? I've been there, I don't know, maybe 20, 30, 40, 50 times. I'm done. I mean, I am so utterly bored with that town. It doesn't abide the telling. Okay, the bridge. Yeah, it's not a bridge. There it is. There's the Bay Bridge. Got that one, too. Coit Tower. Yep. Chinatown. Yeah, I've seen Chinatown, man. It's a bunch of Chinese joints. And by the way, most of the food in Chinatown is horrific. Frighteningly horrific. You ever had that Chinese seafood? Chinese seafood. Let me tell you what they give you when they give you Chinese seafood, which I'm sure is delicious for the Chinese. Hey, I'd like the squid, please. You got a, it's a squid sitting there on the plate, and it's moving. Have you been down to, yes, I've been to Union Square, I've been to Market Street, I've been down to the Convention Center, I've been down in the Warehouse District, I've been to Ghirardelli Square, I got the chocolate, I went over there to Fisherman's Wharf, and I got the sourdough bread, and I saw them putting the big lobsters into the pot, whatever. How about that trolley car? Yeah, ding, ding, that's a real kick, man, that trolley car, going up the hill and down the hill. I'm all done with San Francisco, man. How about that East Bay? East Bay, the only good thing out of the East Bay was Tower of Power. Now that was something good out of the East Bay. And the Raiders before 1982. Back in the day when they had Hewitt Dixon, Ben Davidson, Phil Villapiano, Kenny Stabler, Marv Hubbard, that other little creep they had, that running back, Mark, what's his name? I can't remember. Willie Brown. That was a ball club, man. The Oakland Raiders. Now they're nothing to me. Nothing. They're just a joke. They're up there. They're Darth Vader. You know what? The Raiders got that Darth Vader mask on? You got it. Yoda put it to them. I think Yoda did Al Davis, if you want my honest opinion. In fact, I think Yoda is Al Davis. All right. So anyway, San Francisco, have a nice life. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Here's Ed. Ed?
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, man.
I got a comment on the guy with the diamonds.
Yeah?
I just think he's off his rocker. I mean, I've given my wife nice gifts, and,
Well, he ain't here.
Where is he?
Get a clue, Ed. 1-800-449-8686. So getting back to San Francisco. No, let's not. But it does seem to be a logical, you know, kind of segue. We're talking about Yoda giving it to Anakin. No, everything's cool, man. Just shut up, will you? I don't like it. I've gotten in. I'm super patriot, man, when I hear about guys coming in cargo containers, okay? Somebody burns down or blows up the World Trade Center. Now I'm super patriot. I don't want to even see it. Are you nuts or something? What do you guys think, that this is 1965 and Mario Savio's leading the free speech movement and it's all about Vietnam? Are you crazy? You must be some kind of a wannabe. It ain't the 60s anymore. Give it up. Your little protest on campus. You know what it is? Everybody in the Middle East, the Arabs, are playing our game. They're beating us at it, too. Now, did you hear the latest? They said that that film of Daniel Pearl being murdered in cold blood, that was a fake. It was a fake done by the CIA because we have all the film ability and we can manipulate things, see? That's how superstitious and pea-brained they are over there. And now they're going to school here. Some of them are up in San Francisco. In fact, a whole bunch of Palestinians arrived last week, and the collective IQ of San Francisco went up 50 points. So that's great. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.